1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A glitch at one of the top U.S. banks some customers seized upon could end up landing them in big trouble. Chase Bank says it may crack down on those who tried to get free money by writing fraudulent checks, depositing them, and then taking out the money before the check bounced. That discovery went viral on social media. ABC's Alexis Christophorus with more.
We don't know whether or not they're going to ask for jail time. We do know that they have put a freeze on some people's accounts. They are demanding the money back. So this is a serious crime, and it could have long-lasting effects for the people who participated, including affecting their credit scores, allowing them to get access to some of the bank's services.
More protests planned in Tel Aviv. Israelis outraged over the deaths of six more hostages and demanding Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu finalize a ceasefire and hostage deal with Hamas. Extreme heat gripping Texas and other southeast states today. It's expected to move into Southern California this week. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The campus community at UW-Whitewater is mourning Kara Welsh, a business major and champion gymnast who was shot to death Friday. Today is the first day of classes for the fall semester at Whitewater. Flags on campus are at half staff. Police have arrested a 23-year-old suspect. Investigators say Welsh and the suspect knew each other. Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz warning a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump would take away protections for workers.
Shouldn't be asking so much. Spend a little time with your child after they're born. Or if you've got chemotherapy treatments, to be able to not lose your house because you're getting health care. That's not that difficult.
Walz says Kamala Harris is part of the most pro-union administration in American history. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS and WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Metro Fire Department will be able to offer firefighters the training to become paramedics thanks to a $755,000 grant from FEMA. The Assistance to Firefighters Program grant will fund course fees, overtime, and backfill to send at least five firefighters to paramedic school for the next few years. There's a new tool for monitoring water quality. The Department of Natural Resources announced the Wisconsin Water Explorer. It's a web-based tool located on the DNR website. It can help you address concerns about the quality of water in your local lake or river. You'll also be able to analyze whether lake adheres to water quality standards and identify likely sources of pollution. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW and WISS News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Quarterback Jordan Love said coaches have been preparing players for the trip.
I mean, it's just a lot of unknowns that... It's one of those things, like I said, it's out of our control. So, you know, just trying to focus on everything I can do to get myself prepared for the game, for the defense we're going to see in the game plan. And then, obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, Don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Ben and Deanna Malkar will join us to talk about big changes in real estate.
And then we'll talk Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc with Greg Van Aken.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer engineer, Mr. Aaron Zomer, is on the board. It is 6 past the hour of, 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program. It is Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite. It's mostly sunny skies here high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square. Back to work, back to school. Thank you so very much to the fantastic, always effervescent Mr. Luke Mathers for a great Tuesday tangents. I thought it was a particularly good Tuesday tangent session.
I thought it was very good as well.
Off to a great start here in the, I'll call it fall, the unofficial start of fall here. It's starting to feel like fall. That's what it is. I went up over the weekend, hopped up to the old RC. Saw mom for a minute. We went up to Oakwood Fruit Farm, just outside of Richland Center. You will not find a better caramel apple than at Oakwood Fruit Farm in Southwest Wisconsin, outside of Richland Center. You
have
gotta
I
go.
Had a caramel apple?
You've never had a caramel apple, Zomers?
I don't think so.
Because for heaven's sake,
when I was really little, they were of course too big and too sticky, and so. My mom was like, no, it's just too much. And then by the time I was big enough to eat a caramel apple, I had braces.
Oh.
And so it's like, no, that's just the worst idea. Well, and since then, I just haven't thought to try it.
I will bring you a caramel. I eat mine. I'm sorry. But I will bring you a caramel apple from Oakwood Fruit Farm. Take the kids, load up the van, take grandma. It's up on top of one of the ridges. Just outside of the great municipality of Ithaca, outside of Richland Center. And the Lewis is up there. Great family. The Elvins, they'll take great care of you. You can buy, they have a cider donuts they make every day, raspberry apple turnovers, plus the apples, plus just a great, you know, no healthier fruit than apples. They got gourds and pumpkins and corn. And it's a fall Lollapalooza.
Well, now I'm hungry.
And in fact, we talked to the fine proprietors there. And I think we're going to do a show from Oakwood later this year. So we'll show it to you. We'll show it to you. And we'll talk because there's a lot, quite frankly, just like we found out when we visited Bailey's Run Winery in New Glarus. There's a lot that goes into these producers that most people don't understand. Oh, you know, apples are done. You could just lounge around all year. Well, no, that's not true at all. They're working all year round. So we're working on a show from Oakwood Fruit Farm later this year. Coming up in just a few minutes, going to give you a chance to win a little Brewers baseball tickets and some tickets to this great VIP movie in just a minute. But first of all, and I believe one of our texters said this as well, Luke and I were talking about the Packer game coming up Friday in Brazil. J.R. Radcliffe, great article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. What is Peacock? And will I need it to watch the Packers on Friday? We talked a little bit about it. It's a streaming service like Netflix and Paramount Plus and all these.
It's NBC's.
It's NBC's version of streaming. You're right. So he writes in here, J.R. Ratcliffe, the Journal Sentinel. So you're telling me the Packer game on September 6th will only be on a streaming service? He writes, mostly, yes, though not entirely. In keeping with long-standing NFL policy, the game will be available on free over-the-air television in the local markets of the competing teams. In Wisconsin, that means the game will air on NBC in the Milwaukee and Green Bay TV markets. In the rest of the state, you will, in fact, need Peacock. So if our listeners, WAUK in Waukesha and WGBW in Green Bay, you can watch your local NBC affiliate and see it. But for the rest of us, as it turns out, we're going to be just a bit outside of the market needed to watch the Packers for free. So anyway, that's helpful information. Also, Wes in Middleton, listening on WMDX, sent that along to us as well. So thank you, Wes, for giving us that heads up there. So there are a few people in Wisconsin who can see this for free, but not all of us. All right, Mr. Zomer, it's been waiting all day for this. This is exciting. It's why I have my Milwaukee Brewer t-shirt on. Once again, it is time to play Todd and Phil's
Just a Bit Outside
Text to Win Contest. Here we go. John Fogerty for you on a Tuesday, September 3rd, 11 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Very excited about this. Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest. Now, those regular listeners have a pretty good idea on these text to win things. Usually, it's our fine vice president now, Mr. Zomers. We have to be very careful here. Aaron Coretto, who's doing a great job leading the company. He usually puts these together, but this is a mini version. You understand? And it's particular to this show and our good friend Phil Nee out at WRCO in Southwest Wisconsin. Because, as it turns out, WRCO was one of the very first Brewer affiliates ever to the very first season of the Brewers to carry them, and has had them on every year since their inception here.
Impressive.
In Wisconsin. Yeah, right? So we thought this will be fun. And those who listened yesterday on Labor Day heard our rerun of the show. We had Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, who are the producer and producer director respectively, of this great new film coming out statewide in Marcus Theaters across the state on Friday, September 13th, called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's going to be the premiere for everyone on Friday the 13th of September. A couple of days before that, on Wednesday the 11th of September, is going to be the VIP. I believe that stands for very important person.
It tends to, yes.
Yes.
In this case, I believe that's still accurate.
I believe it is. You, the listener of Civic Media, can be one of those VIPs. In fact, we have two tickets in our hot little hands for the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, which includes a reception, and apparently, what we're told, many of the players from 82 in the documentary, Paul Molitor, Robin Yount, Raleigh Fingers, Pete Vukovic, and more, and they're saying that Bob Uecker plans to attend, will be at that reception. And then after the movie, there'll be a question and answer with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Also, we're going to give you a one-night hotel stay because for some people it might be a long drive. And we'll throw in a $100 quick trip gas card. Now, Mr. Zomers, our attorneys are standing by. They always check us on this. It's important for me to tell you, the listening audience, it is, in fact, a statewide contest.
Thank you for saying something because yes. They've been breathing down my neck.
I know they have. It appeared you kind of liked it a little bit, but I thought,
no comment.
So it's a statewide contest because, of course, we're a statewide radio show. So Phil Nee is going to do this every morning. He did it today. He's going to do it tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. You can listen to Phil every morning between 8 and 9 on WRCO FM 100.9. If you're not in Southwest Wisconsin, you could tune in via the Civic Media app on WRCL Country and Community, and you could text in then. And then every day on this show between 1 and 2, we'll give you another opportunity. So here's what you do. First of all, you have to download the Civic Media app. All right, download the Civic Media app. Go to your app store, Apple or Android device. It's free, takes less than a minute. What Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. All right, so you download it. Now you open the Civic Media app. And when it comes up, it'll have a lovely list of stations. I'm going to do this with you in real time. So I'll give you a lovely list of all of our stations. At the top is Waukesha, then Madison, then WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. You can find your favorite station, or you could just click on Mad Radio. That's where we broadcast this show out of every day, or find your local station and click on that. So I'm going to click on Mad Radio. For those watching the stream, that's what it looks like. Right above the little red play button, you'll see a text icon. Looks like two little cartoon bubbles where characters talk back and forth. It says text. All right, click on the text icon. That's going to take you right to the screen. Kind of hard to see on the camera there, but it'll take you right to the screen like you're going to text somebody. And it fills in the number that you text to for you. So then you go and you text in the word I'm about to give you, or you write that word in there, you type it in there, and hit send. That's all you got to do. The word this hour to text in, the word this hour, let me find it here, by the way. Where the heck is the word? Here it is, Euchre. Euchre, not the kind of card game, but the broadcaster, Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R. The word this hour is Euchre, U, E as in Edward, C as in cat, K-E-R. The word this hour is Euchre. Text the word Euchre right now on your Civic Media app for a chance to win. And by the way, every day, we're going to give away a set of tickets for Milwaukee Brewers game on Sunday, September 2nd. It's a 1-10 game against Arizona. So there's going to be a winner every day between Phil and I for free Brewers tickets out of these texts we're getting right now. And then we're going to choose one lucky winner at the end of the week to be at this VIP performance of Just a Bit Outside. The word this hour is Euchre. U-E-C-K-E-R, as in Bob Euchre. The word this hour, Euchre. Text it right now. You have until 2 o'clock to text in.
And a quick note on that, since this is the first time we're doing one of these text to win contests at a smaller scale, if you don't get a confirmation text back right away, don't worry. We're still going to make sure everybody who texted in is entered.
Thank you very much, Mr. Somers. Yeah, some of you may get a called a bounce back text, and it gives you a chance to sign up for something here at Civic, or it might say you make sure that you're registered to vote, because we're very big. Regardless of your party, we want everybody to vote. We want people to be registered to vote. So if you do that, you might have an opportunity to get more chances to win these great tickets, either to the Brewers game proper or to Just a Bit Outside. So again, go to your app store, download the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. Open it up, scroll down to the Civic Media station closest to you, or just go to Mad Radio, which is the Madison station that we originate out of. We're also on 12 other stations across the state every day. And then you'll open that up. You'll click on whatever station you choose, and it will say text. The little icon, this is text above the play bar. You click that and then text in Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R. Good luck. You have about 40 minutes left. Text Euchre to the Civic Media app, and you can be on your way to Just a Bit Outside. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. A correction, a small correction, but an important one. I believe I may have said in talking about this little text to win contest we're doing right now, we have Brewers tickets for Sunday, September. I may have said 2nd. I meant 22nd. 2-2. So not, we're not giving you, we're not sending you a time machine, you understand. But, you know, as Vice President Harris says, we're not going back. We're only going forward. So it's for the Brewers game on Sunday, September 22nd at 1:10 p.m. It's a Sunday game, which is nice because if you live far away from Milwaukee, you can still drive to the game and get home at a reasonable time. So it's Sunday, September 22nd, 1:10 p.m. against Arizona. We're going to give away a pair of seats every day this week, Phil and I. And then we're going to give away the grand prize at the end of the week, two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. It includes a reception, a post-movie question and answer with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Waukesha. Also, a one-night hotel stay and a $100 quick trip gas card. This is all on September 11th. So the movie, the VIP movie, is September the 11th, and the Brewer game is Sunday, September 22nd. And, of course, don't forget to listen all season long to the Milwaukee Brewers right here on select stations across Civic Media, including Richland Center, Oshkosh, Park Falls, all great stations. You can, and the Brewers playing tonight, again, against the dreaded St. Louis Cardinals. I say that because the Cardinals beat us in Game 7 of the World Series in 1982, which is part of what's profiled in this movie. But even after the Brewers lost in 7 games, 82 to the World Series, Milwaukee still threw them a parade. It's going to be a great movie. Comes out in Marcus Theaters across the state on Friday the 13th. The word this hour, to text in, go to the Civic Media app, find your favorite station, then find the text icon and text the word Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R, as in Bob Euchre. And Zomers brings up a good point. Make sure you check that the autocorrect doesn't change Euchre to something else.
Yeah, we got a couple texts for Becker or Rucker. So just make sure if you sent a text that it was indeed Euchre.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R, Euchre. To your favorite Civic Media station. Text that in right now for a chance to win Brewers tickets and also VIP tickets to Just About a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. This is exciting.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful for the in that Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch gave us, their insight making this film, their cooperation and letting us help promote it. And these tickets are fantastic and a great opportunity for you or the favorite person in your life who might be a Brewers fan, might be a movie buff. We don't get too many world premiere movies in Wisconsin.
Not really, but this it wouldn't be appropriate often to do it anywhere else.
No, right? So text Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R, on your Civic Media app right now to be eligible. Have until 2 o'clock this afternoon to do it. Let's give one more cut here, Mr. Zomers, our final cut from Governor Tim Walz in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, speaking of Milwaukee, over the weekend at the Labor Day Fest. Donald Trump talking a lot about tax cuts, a favorite Republican narrative. Here's what Tim Walz had to say about tax cuts yesterday in Milwaukee.
This guy has made it clear how he stands. He's sitting down at Mar-a-Lago after he got elected president, and this was his exact quote. He's talking to a bunch of folks at Mar-a-Lago. You're rich as hell, and we're going to give you a tax cut. At the same time, he was telling workers they get paid too much already. That's who this guy is. You tell me who in Wisconsin is sitting around saying, damn, I wish they'd give billionaires tax cuts and screw me over. Damn, I wish they'd take my health care away. I wish they'd underfund my public school. I wish they would make my job more difficult, more dangerous. And then at the end of the day, I wish they'd make me work till I'm 75 years old. No one's saying that. No one's asking for that agenda. What they're asking for is to be treated fairly with dignity. That's what we have.
Wow. That's what you call a barn burner, Mr. Zomers.
That was very good.
Because who could argue with that?
You just can't.
Who could say, no, I want to keep working until I'm 80, not because I want to, but because I have to. No, I don't want quality, affordable health insurance. I mean, all those things that he listed through, no one's going to say no to those things. And if you look past the rhetoric and to the action, right? That's the thing. Look to the action, not just on tax cuts, but the one that's really hot right now is IVF, in vitro fertilization. And Trump and Vance are out there trying to walk back their position in Project 2025 and trying to make it sound somehow like now Republicans are fine with this. That Trump is going to fund all IVF through the government. It's very expensive, by the way. Tens of thousands of dollars. No plan how they're going to pay for it. But look past the rhetoric, my friends, and look to the vote in the United States Senate earlier this year, where Senator Tammy Duckworth, Democrat of Illinois, a wounded, decorated veteran, a mom who used IVF to get pregnant, authored a bill in the United States Senate to codify, which is fancy language for saying, make sure it's okay. To codify and make sure that IVF remains legal into the future. And nearly every Republican United States Senator, including J.D. Vance, voted against it. Voted against it. So spare me the rhetoric and look at the action. I know I say this a lot, but it's just so good. It's so true. I'm not trying to politicize Bo Ryan. He's apolitical. But when I had the honor of watching Bo Ryan coach at UW-Platteville, some of his undefeated seasons, great basketball coach, you know, he used to have a favorite phrase as the fire engines go by here, downtown Madison. He used to say, I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend. I think that's how a lot of voters are starting to feel. As you hear this rhetoric coming out of Trump world, people who might be voting for Register of Deeds for on the Republican side are like, yeah, I know that person locally. I'm voting for them. But this is just a basket of crazy coming out of Trump world. You can't tell people that you're for tax cuts and then vote against them. You can't tell people you're for IVF and vote against them. Watch the actions, not the words. Back after this, it's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Actually, we still have a minute left. I did it wrong.
Wait, a bonus minute. A bonus minute. All right, let's go quickly to CJ. We have a bonus minute, 855-752-4842. CJ, I got a bonus minute. It's yours. What do you got?
Well, I'd love to hold over for the break, tell you the truth. But, Todd, you know, you talk about unions and, you know, the mere fact, what do you think all millions of illegals are going to do to unions? And,
Time out. You can't have undocumented people joining a union because legally they can't work.
Tell that to your party.
All right. Well, again, I'm an independent, but thanks for calling, CJ. Thanks for helping us kill 45 minutes. Back with more on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
Your
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is in Wisconsin. He's in Green Bay today and plans to stop in Madison and Milwaukee. It's part of his back-to-school bus tour with stops in battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Two people died of West Nile virus in Wisconsin this summer. Mosquito-borne illnesses are a widespread problem. Dr. Peter Hotez is founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor University. He tells ABC News he's especially concerned about the deadly Triple E virus.
Several serious cases in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and New England. I believe in New Jersey, Wisconsin, and we have seen cases in Florida.
More than 2,000 cases of mosquito-borne illnesses are reported across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 37-year-old Nina man was killed in an ATV accident Friday night in Marinette County. Sheriff's officials say KC Dwayne Bowles was driving his ATV when he failed to negotiate a 90-degree turn. He went into the ditch and struck a tree. Bowles was wearing a helmet but died at the scene. Officials say speed and alcohol appear to be factors in the accident. Young people can get free help to reduce or quit vaping. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced Wisconsin's Tobacco Quit Line has expanded its text-based live vape-free program to include young adults ages 18 to 26. The program will provide people over 18 with 2 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy if they're medically eligible. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS and WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. America has been wondering why Pamela Anderson took a powder when it came to appearing in the 4-episode docuseries After Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America. Okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actually credits her with making the show a success thanks to her infamous sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reportedly was going to fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made ratings skyrocket. It's called show business, folks. After Baywatch is currently available to stream on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure-alls on the internet. Hanks appeared in a public service announcement to let people know that it is AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent, except for the man with one red shoe.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine today with high temperatures climbing to the mid-70s. And tonight, as we stay clear, we fall crisp to the low 50s. We get a little warmer tomorrow to the upper 70s under sunny skies before showers and maybe some storms hit on Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Ben and Deanna Malkar will join us to talk about big changes in real estate.
And then we'll talk Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc with Greg Vanney. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always glad to have you along on a Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Remember, we are in the middle of Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win Contest.
Just a bit outside.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zombers. If you would like to be entered in to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets in our beautiful club-level seats for a game coming up on Sunday, September 22nd, 1:10 p.m. against Arizona, we're going to give away a pair of tickets for that game every day this week on my show and Phil's show to combine. We're going to pull a contestant out of the hat each day. Then, on Friday, out of all the entries all week, one lucky winner will win two tickets to attend the VIP world premiere of Just a Bit Outside. I didn't know whether it was
Just a Bit Outside.
We'll work on it. It's a work in progress this week. It's Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It includes a reception post-movie Q&A with the filmmakers at the Marcus Majestic Cinema, a lovely place, by the way, in Waukesha, also a hotel night stay and a $100 quick trip gas card. The word you must text right now at the Civic Media app, go to the Civic Media app, find your local station, and text in the word Euchre. Not the card game, but the announcer, Bob Euchre. Just Euchre. U-E-C-K-E-R. U, E as in Edward, C as in cat, K-E-R. Text Euchre right now to the Civic Media app, and you will be entered to win into this great contest. You can also listen to my good friend and buddy, Mr. Phil Nee, every morning this week, 8 until 9, on WRCO, Country and Community in Richland Center, either over the air at 100.9 FM or on the Civic Media app. Back to the phone lines, talking before the break there, Tim Walls in Milwaukee over the weekend, yesterday, long weekend, Labor Day, talking about labor, talking about workers' rights, talking about things like health care, 40-hour work week, safe conditions to work. 855-752-4842. Greg, listening on WAUK in Waukesha. Greg, thanks for tuning in. What's up?
Hey, first of all, I really hope I win the movie premiere. That would be really awesome.
Are you excited about that, Greg?
Right in my backyard here.
Awesome.
Bob
cool.
Euchre, I think I've told you guys really quick, and then I'll get to my point with Tim Walz really quick.
But go ahead.
Bob Euchre, in his book, Voices of Baseball, talks about how he narrates games. His mentor told him to broadcast games like he's broadcasting to a blind person.
Wow.
And you can kind of tell that in his audio description, like, that he does that. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
And he's 90-something and
90,
still.
90, right? Still
90, yeah.
Getting it done.
Yeah, and still kicking. So, I like Tim Walz. Man, I'm guessing this guy probably doesn't have a good poker face because he's just honest, honest, honest. I'm going to start calling him Honest Tim because you don't have to, like, some candidates, like, even, and I'll say this. I want a candidate to tell me what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Not tell me what they did. Not tell me what, but to tell me what they're going to do. Tim Walz, I think we'll do that. I think we're going to see in these debates, you know, that he has coming up. He's going to tell us a lot of things. He's going to be very honest. And, I also like that he's been in Milwaukee a lot. So, Todd, thanks so much for the time. I'm a big fan of Tim. And, will probably sway my vote a little bit, having him as my VP candidate. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Appreciate the call, Greg. Appreciate the perspective and the perspective on Uke as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to switch gears for a second here and talk a little bit about a little bit more news from this past long weekend. On Sunday, the pro-Trump owner of X, formerly Twitter, I like to call it Twitter still, most people still know it as Twitter, or as Craig Ferguson, the great former host of late show with Craig Ferguson on CBS, calls it Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. I really like that. So the pro-Trump owner of X, or Twix, Elon Musk, reposted to his nearly 200 million followers, or that's what he claims, a statement suggesting that women and men who can't physically defend themselves are inferior to, quote, alpha men, unquote, and are not good participants in government because they lack the ability to think critically. He says, quote, "This is why a republic of high-status males is best for decision-making," unquote. The original post said, it went on, quote, "Democratic, but a democracy, small d, only for those who are free to think," unquote. Great author, great journalist, Heather Cox Richardson, sent that out yesterday, as a matter of fact, in her Letters from an American. By the way, Heather Cox Richardson is going to be in town later this month for the
Ideas Fest.
Thank you. Ideas Fest with Capital Times and Civic Media. What do you think about that, folks? Giving millions of dollars every month, or so he claims Elon Musk is, to Donald Trump. And it continues this anti-woman, misogynistic trend of Trumpism against women. That Elon Musk says any woman or man who can't physically defend themselves is inferior to alpha men. I mean, this is just bananas, Mr. Zomers, in my opinion.
You know, talking about alpha men makes you a beta more than anything else.
Right? I mean, and you saw this at the Republican National Convention. We were down there in Milwaukee. That it was this very... People feel very threatened. Some people in Trumpism world. And it's just this having to project this masculinity that may not be there in the first place. And they feel very threatened by this. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I just don't get this. I don't know what it is, Mr. I mean, again, I was on the road this weekend quite a bit, Richland Center, Monroe, Milwaukee. And I don't want to generalize too much because I drive a truck. I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. I love it. But what is it with these dudes that have these trucks? They're usually black, the truck. And they're usually a Ford. And they're usually jacked up with these ginormous wheels that don't really fit on the truck. And they have the muffler somehow adjusted to be loud. And they're on the interstate and they're trying to cut you off. And they're running around and they have got a Trump sticker on. I don't know. Are they trying to make up for a lack of something else? I just don't get this whole alpha male thing. You got to be a man. Last time I checked, some of the strongest men in the world were not so much physically strong as mentally strong. People, men and women, who lead others into battle and are steel-willed. Teachers who are mentally strong to take care of a child with a mental or physical challenge, dealing with mental health issues in schools. A parent who works three jobs, even though their feet might be bloody and their minds, they want to cry, and sometimes they do in private, but they do it to provide for their families. That's strength to me. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Jeff, listening on WGBW up in beautiful Green Bay. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What say you?
You're right on the spot. Elon Musk is nothing. You know who was great, man? Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
He stood in the face of bullets being shot at him and said, "We will not surrender."
Yeah.
For our give up our right. And guess what? He won eventually.
Yeah.
Without a bullet shot from his side. And so that's, but what I was going to say is for Kamala and Tim Walz, they need to start telling the nation we need Congress, we need the Senate, so we can get real stuff done.
Well, and you bring up a great
country back to where it belongs.
You bring up a great point, Jeff. I want to ask you, somebody living in Green Bay, you've got this very important, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally important race for the 8th congressional seat up there, Dr. Kristen Lierley, the Democratic nominee, and you have Tony Weed, the Republican Trump nominee. I'm going to keep saying Trump nominee because, correct me if I'm wrong, literally on his signs, the first word isn't Tony Weed, it's Trump. Trump endorsed Tony Weed, right?
I've seen that, yes.
And so what do you make of this race up there in, to your point, that it's not just the presidency, but to rid ourselves of Trumpism down ballot, what do you make of this race as somebody who lives up there in the Green Bay area? What do you think of it so far?
I think Green Bay has slowly become more Democratic.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a strong union town. It's no longer. So I see possibly Christina winning.
Yeah. I agree.
It'll be close, though.
It's going to be very close. And I spent a lot of time in the 8th because my dad and stepmom live in Shawnee, so I get to Green Bay a lot. We have our station up there. We've done the show from there at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. But I think I agree with you. I mean, it's going to be very, very close. But I think that I'm not so sure, Jeff, that Green Bay has become more Democratic. I think that they're rejecting Trumpism because nothing about Trumpism is actually conservative.
True. And the older generation is what's holding Trump high standard, but they are not in, they're not paying attention to what's really happening.
Right.
Because I'm an older person, I'm 60,
mm-hmm.
and my siblings are older, and I don't know how, but some of them think that Trump is actually doing a good job, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
He's the worst example of what a leader should be.
This
older generation lost sight of what a leader was.
Let me ask you, Jeff, because I'm very curious about this, and I appreciate you sharing. Do they watch predominantly Fox, or where are they getting their information from?
Well, a lot of them don't do a lot on the internet or watch TV. They just mm-hmm. do their own thing. They're kind of businessmen and independently thinkers, you know.
That's really interesting.
So they like the idea of low taxes. That's really all the key of chaos right. care about.
and look,
they don't really realize that you can have higher taxes and have a better life because the taxes pay for things that need to get done. And they just sitting back, we have roads that are so atrocious. It's like you're off-roading down the city road.
Right.
It's like this isn't getting fixed because there's no tax revenue.
Right. And to your point, and another caller brought this out before, our friend Rick Smith, Rick Smith Show, the national show, he points this out. Like, I'm a former Republican. I'm not big on higher taxes either, but it's who you tax. Right? It's taxing the billionaires. Right, exactly. It's taxing the corporate. It's not taxing your next-door neighbor in Green Bay.
I agree. Can I jump in?
Yeah, got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I agree. I want a progressive tax.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you make, the more you pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everyone should pay because everyone gets benefits from the totality of taxes helping all of our society.
Right.
And so everyone should pay a little more. And you know what else should it be? Taxes should go up when the deficit goes up.
Right.
So if you want to blow up the deficit, then you're going to pay more taxes.
I want to just keep the deficit and taxes down. I want responsible government. I want government to step in where it's needed, but be responsible about it. Great call, Jeff. Really appreciate it. Come on back. We got Carol and more. As our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. It's the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from ABC and CBS News Time, depending upon which station you're listening to across Civic Media, across the state of Wisconsin. A news and sports update, and then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. I understand, I believe, our friend Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair this week.
I believe so.
For Maggie Dawn. So stay tuned. Matt always has a fine program. Matt Rothschild subbing in for Maggie Dawn coming up right after our program. Talking a little bit about these comments from Elon Musk, owner of X or Twix or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, tweeting out over the weekend saying that he suggests that women and men who can't physically defend themselves are inferior to what he called alpha men and are not good participants in government because they lack the ability to think critically. Of course, Mr. Musk putting millions and millions of dollars into Donald Trump's campaign. 855-752 4842 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. And Carol, listening on WMDX in Madison. Carol, thanks for holding. What say you?
Whenever I hear the term alpha male, I always ask, is that a furry thing?
That's pretty good, Carol. I like that. For those that don't know, there's a segment of society that, you know, they're into furries, I guess. They dress up in costumes like dogs and cats. I don't want to go down that road. But that's a pretty good comment, Carol.
Thank you. I can't believe the garbage that is coming out of the GOP. Are Trump and Vance trying to lose the election? But that's all I can think of with the way they're coming out. I mean,
well, you bring up a great
JD Vance.
Go ahead.
JD Vance thinks I'm miserable because I'm postmenopausal, I don't have kids, and I have a cat. Right. He seems miserable because I'm postmenopausal, not married, and have a cat. Seems to really make him sad. Right. I don't get it. I just don't.
Well,
get
you bring up a great point, Carol. And they're so just miserable and distraught in their own lives. The only way they can drive pleasure is bringing down people around them instead of lifting themselves up. And your point, while a little bit of tongue in cheek, is very serious and a great one. And that is that whomever is going to win this election in whoever wins this, it's because they grew their normal base. It's either because Trump grew the Republican base or Harris grew the Democratic base. And right now, Trump and Vance are playing to their base, not growing it. And to your point, it's Harris and Walz who are appealing to a broader base. Great call, Carol.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. One more reminder, about 5 minutes left. Text the word Euchre, U-E-C-K-E-R, Euchre, to our Todd and Phil's Just a Bit Outside Text to Win contest. You can win Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats and also two tickets to the VIP world premiere of the new movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, coming up on September 11th. It premieres statewide on Friday, September 13th. Euchre is the word this hour. You have until 2 o'clock. U-E-C-K-E-R. Text the word Euchre right now. Let's go to Tom, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom is out in beautiful Sauk County. Tom, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, the presidential race is close, but the Dems are trailing in one area, names. Weird was good, but now it's tired from overuse.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Harris and Walz are doing interviews, Todd Alba needs to be ready for his. To jot down some names and pass them along.
Wouldn't that be
not
great?
Childish ones.
Right.
Yeah. What not childish ones like Impetus Americanus uses, but some monikers with humor and truth.
Impetus Americanus is fantastic, by the way. Who first came up with that?
Yeah.
Was that Rick Wilson?
It does sound like something he'd say.
Yeah, I saw it first with Rick Wilson, yeah. I think, on Lincoln Project. But go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Lincoln Project. The Orange Ticket is talking World War III, another Great Depression, and criminals outside your door. So how about Doom and Doomer?
Oh, I like that.
That is pretty good.
Doom and Doomer. I like that a lot, Tom.
There's
that's good. Any other?
And Conspan.
Say again.
Convict and Convan.
I like that.
You can get under his skin with Tiny Crowds Trump.
Tiny Crowds Trump. I like that a lot too.
Or a riff on his tired shtick, Expired Donald.
Oh, Expired Donald. That's pretty good. All right.
I thought you might like this one. Comment on his ear apparel and his weak vice presidential pick, Maxi Me and Mini Me.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. Maxi Me and Mini Me. I love it.
Especially since he insists on using Tampon Tim.
Probably have better ideas.
Anything else, Tom?
No. Like I say, your listeners probably have even better ideas.
This is a great idea for a segment, Tom. I'll have to pick this up maybe tomorrow. You say the best for last, in my opinion. Maxi Me and Mini Me. I like that a lot, Tom. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I mean, we'll see what happens on Thursday. We may be making our way out to Southwest Wisconsin when Joe Biden is going to be out in Westby. Beautiful. Have you been to Westby, Mr. Sommers?
First I heard of it was earlier today when I found out that Joe Biden was going to be there.
It's one of my favorite communities in Southwest Wisconsin, in Wisconsin, period. It's just below La Crosse, just south of Coon Valley, but north of Viroqua. Beautiful town, lots of Norwegian heritage, great restaurant there, some great gift shops, the Vernon Telephone Cooperative there. It's a great place up there in Westby. Our old friend Brian Rood, former state senator Brian Rood from up in the Westby area as well. One of the best political things I ever attended was called Fun and Food with Brian Rood. How about that? Great show today. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers and also Luke Mathers, all of you for calling in. Text Euchre right now. A couple of minutes left. Euchre. Text Euchre to the Civic Media app for a chance to win those Brewer tickets and the VIP tickets to Just a Bit Outside. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Matt Rothschild in for Maggie Dawn next. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
Keep banging on your drum. And
this is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Wednesday's show, Ben and Deanna Malker will join us to talk about big changes in real estate.
And then we'll talk Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc with Greg Vanney.
Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.